welcome to the God is a Geek podcast. My name's Adam Cook. I am your host with the most, and by most, I mean most people on the podcast. It's episode 403, and I'm joined by Adam Carroll.
Adam Cook, how are you?
I'm fine, mate. We've got this thing going now that I think you and I both know when someone says Adam, that we know who they're speaking about, right? But what if I was to say to you that there is not just two Adams here? And I don't want people to get excited and think there's three, although that would be good. Chris White is here. Chris White is here. Chris?
Hey up. How's it going?
I'm great, mate, but I'm going to confuse things now. Chris Hyde is here also.
Hello.
Which essentially means that we have got Adam, Adam, Chris, and Chris for the first time in God is a Geek history, and that's exciting. That is exciting, viewer, listener, reader, watcher. Two Chris's, like... two Adams, Acker.
Kaka.
Oh, no, hang on.
Kaka?
Kaka.
Or Kak. Kak.
That's the name of the podcast. It's not. I'm not doing that. Everyone good? Everyone coping? Happy?
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
I'm feeling good. Loving life. Hope you all are too.
I'm a lot better now, mate. I'm not going to lie to you. You've cheered me right up there with that outrageous lie.
I got extreme sinus problems going on right now. So I'm going to say that to people. If you see this, don't get offended.
Is that offensive?
I personally think if I saw somebody constantly fixing their schnoz in video, I'd be like, ooh. And then seeing that tissue get raggedy. Because the thing is, right?
Raggedy.
Do you know when you get this tissue raggedy business Adam. Going, right? Within seconds, it just falls apart, right? And you're kind of going,
that looks like, I mean, you know, people can't, if people are just listening, they can't see it, but that looks like a pretty rough looking bit of tissue. Like, doesn't it look a nice soft handkerchief?
Well used, that looks like.
Do you know what? This was just brought into play there about 5 minutes ago, so that's just saying the state of my nose.
Roll, though?
No, it's not kitchen roll. Jesus.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. We're worried about me offending. Let's move on.
Hang on. Let's not move on here because I have a question for
you. Right. Let's draw more attention to the nostrils.
Thank you. Have you ever heard, like, delved into hankies?
Delved in? What do you mean?
Like jumped into a drawer full of them, you mean?
You could do that and just, like, go around them. But, like, have you used hankies in your lifetime?
No.
Yes.
Not as, like, ones that you wash.
Yeah. See,
no. the thing is, right, handkerchiefs are good. But they are disgusting also because when you think about, I don't know that this is the right avenue to be discussing on a podcast, but the idea of repeatedly excreting your propelling your snot from your schnoz into a thing that needs washing as opposed to binning.
Yes, but there's
disgusting.
But the situation here is I'd feel far more competent in taking out a hanky because it's not falling apart. You know, when you get that tissue and it's like falling apart and you're just like, oh no.
That's when you bin it and get another one though.
Yeah, one blow.
What if you're not near the place for a new one?
I'm always prepared.
I can see you. You're clearly in a house.
Yeah. How unportable is your box of tissues?
It's involved me. Like
he's left it in another room.
I've left it.
I realized now.
Look, I'm not a pro at this situation. I'm still an amateur. Like I'm hanging on. This has to last for this entire podcast. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, for the first time ever, I'm going to recommend if you're listening, don't watch the video of this because that tissue is going to be rank by the end of this.
Oh, that's desperate. But hey, video games, huh? They ain't ranked.
Video games, huh? Let's start with Mr. White from Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, very good.
It only works the once, doesn't it?
Yeah.
None of us have got colours in our surname.
No.
Chris White, you've been playing a game.
I sure have.
Great. Fair enough. Just Crater.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Is this, I mean, you played it on Stadia. I don't know if it's Stadia exclusive or if it's temporarily Stadia
exclusive. I think it's timed. Yeah, time exclusive,
but
I believe.
It's a creation suite, right? Like, is it Dreams-like?
It's more Minecraft than Dreams.
Okay. Interesting.
But that's kind of doing it a disservice.
Okay.
So it is, it like...
you kind of said it.
Well, it's kind of a mix of many different games of styles and stuff and how things are done, but it kind of takes bits from everything and makes it its own. So there's like, okay, you start the game by creating an avatar, and it looks very Fortnite-y, and then you can play some of the pre-made games. But I mean, we played it before it came out, so yeah, there was very, very limited people on there. Obviously now it's out, it'd be interesting to see, you know, where it is, but you can play everyone's game. People upload their creations and you can jump in, or you can do the creation suite, which is a case of, so in Fortnite Creative you've got an asset gallery where you can pick different items and start slotting them into whatever pre-selected island you've created. In this,
I didn't know that Fortnite had that mode. When did they add that?
Oh, well, I don't know, but my girls, that's all they play. The creative, they just
No, apologies. I do remember it. I just never actually had a look at it. Yeah, wow, yeah. That game. Sorry,
yeah,
go on.
So, no, it's all right. So you pick your different, whether it's a texture or an item or a sound effect, or there's a lot of stuff. You drop it into a bar at the bottom, which is exactly like the Minecraft bar where you put them in boxes. And then you go around and you start laying the foundations. You start building this world. And there's a lot of opportunities to create a range of different games. So you can pick like a team deathmatch or a team elimination. You can pick a survival game. You can
I see what you mean now, because I thought this was more of a, like, you could create a platforming game. It's not. It is about the, I don't want to keep saying Fortnite, but it is a third person.
Yeah, and it's a multiplayer. It's based around multiplayer games. So that was another reason why I didn't get to play anything really. But like, you can create 4-on-4s. You can create, as I said, survivals. But you can do it. Literally anyone can make a game, because there's a lot of templates where you could just say you pick Team Deathmatch, for example. You can instantly kind of create grass over the whole island. You can instantly put some mountains there or some buildings or whatever, and just jump in. What kind of takes it further is the detail in which you can change, like the sound effects when you pick up a gun, the respawn times, the way you can score points, the style of the scoreboard, and literally everything. So if you want to, you can spend hours doing it. But obviously, Dreams, people have built some incredible stuff in Dreams, and it's a very different game in terms of it's about art, and you can make a comic book, you can make a film, you can make a game, but it's like you can make platform. There's a lot more variety, and it's more accessible because it's on the PlayStation, and Google Stadia hasn't captured.
I forgot you anyone, said Stadia. Really.
Yeah, so it's not it's not ideal, but it's one of those games that if people are going to start buying Stadia, this is the game to do it, because it's a well-made game. But like, there's a lot of effort that's gone into making it available to anyone, and there's tons of different modes, and you can pick those, or you can start from absolute scratch and mix all different ideas from different styles of games and make a multiplayer game. Like, they've taken a lot from a lot of different, like, it's a lot of different inspiration from a lot of different games and made it their own with this kind of easily accessible Fortnite style avatars and patterns and schemes and textures and whatnot. And they've done something really interesting.
But so is it, I mean, it's a bit of an unfair question. It's nothing to do with the game. You've been playing Stadia a bit recently. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Wave Break, I previewed that.
That's the one, yeah.
Reviewed Moving Out.
It's terrible.
Packing Up, Get Packed.
Get packed. That's the one. I don't want it to become a pile-on on Stadia, because I guess it does what it's supposed to do. But, it's not in any better a space now than it was when it launched, right? I mean, I know that Crater had, they announced all this stuff that it could do, Stadia. I know Crater had some of the features for the first time, but
Yeah,
I don't know.
It will never be my preferred platform. I think it's a good idea, but I just don't think enough preparation was put into marketing it properly. And
who's it for?
I don't know, because the game, the games are all right.
Games are the games, aren't they? It's got games that you'd play on PlayStation as well.
Yeah, yeah, and you're getting stuff like NBA 2K21 will be released on Stadia. It's got a lot of.
Yeah, I swear you're doing it on purpose now.
I don't know what you mean.
I say Stadia too, so with you know, Chris respect.
I honestly, I've never said Stadia.
Stadia. Haven't decided myself. I'll get back to you on that one.
But it's like Stadium, surely. Like, that's the whole.
Really?
Why?
Is that what you're going for?
Because it's big and lots of people are in it.
And that's what they came up with.
Huh?
That's what they went for. It's big.
I mean, either way, it's not great. I don't know why it matters. I don't know, but I thought Chris Hyde was looking as if to say, he keeps saying it like that.
I was waiting for your response because I thought I say it like that too.
Chris and Chris unite, you see. We know how it's pronounced. Anyway, the Stadia.
You call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Oh, well.
One of us is right, one of us is wrong.
I don't actually know.
I'm
just being a dick. So Crater, it's got a 2 month free trial. Stadia, Stadia has now.
I've ruined it.
You have. It's worth delving in. Like because you get the pro subscription, which has got a load. It's got a few. It's about 10-20 free games that you can download as part of the pro subscription. So recent stuff like Zombie Army 4's on there. And stuff like that. So there's a fair amount, but it's not. I can't see it taking off because it's not really, as you say. Who's it for? I don't know. Well, but Kratos, it's certainly a good game, and like I don't think it's going to do too well on the Stadia when it, in general. But it will do when it moves to other consoles. It's just one of those things. It's not.
At the end of the day, Google are throwing the money. They're throwing the money to buy exclusivity or temporary. I'm not sure, but I mean, you can read Chris's review in progress on godisageek.com. We urge you to do so to see. Yeah, because again, like, you don't need hardware for this. Everyone's got something that can play a Google Chrome browser on. Play a Chrome browser? I don't know. I teased a game last week I want to talk about because I think actually it will be of interest to all of you. I know it will to Chris White. I'll get used to this one day. It's called Fuser. And I'll be honest with you, when the PR contacted us to have it, it was the same PR company that were representing the new... What was that? Shit, what's it called? That soccer game? What was that game called?
Street Power Football.
Yeah, Street Power Football, sorry. It was the same PR company. They offered a game called Fuser and said, you know, it's a music rhythm game. And immediately it was like, yep, okay, well, I'm interested in that. I didn't even realise it was Harmonix until I was in the Discord preview chat talking to developers at Harmonix and someone I did know who we worked with before when he was at Atlas, actually, believe it or not. Boring story over. Fuser is the new rhythm game from Harmonix. Mm. It's the company that made Rock Band, the Dance Centrals, and that immediately made me go, it's not that I didn't do my research, it's that I just didn't twig. And it's fucking amazing. Like, it is such a cool idea. Now, I don't know if... Has anyone here played Drop Mix?
No.
It's not a video game, it's a sort of board game. And the idea is you're mixing tracks together. So, it's very difficult, and I will, in the video version of this podcast, I will drop some footage of the game so you can see it in action. Essentially, you are a DJ at a festival. Multiple festivals, and there's like a campaign, the full campaign. And to start your set, you've got the face buttons on a controller, like an Xbox 360 controller, I guess the colour, you know, red, blue, green, and...
Bye.
Thank you. and I, the one I've got doesn't have colours on, so I've sort of lost the language a bit. So each of those correspond to a stem or a seed from the track. So, for example, I think red is vocal. I think green and yellow are like bass or guitar, or if there's no guitar, it'd be like the horn section sort of thing, you know, that sort of stuff. And blue or cross or X, whatever you want to call it, is the drum beat. So along the top of your screen, you've got all your tracks. So you've got like Coldplay's Clocks. You've got like X Gonna Give It to You. You know, Call Me Maybe. The Clash are in there. Like, there isn't a good mix of genres. And while my initial thought when seeing this was like, okay, so this isn't a festival like Reading or Glastonbury. Well, these days Glastonbury. But, you know, this isn't a festival like Reading. This is a festival like what's a dance music festival?
Creamfields.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Creamfields.
Is it still going? Why is it still going?
Nothing's going now. But yeah, what Chris is doing...
All right, Ed.
You know, big fish, little fish, cardboard box, you know, that sort of thing. It's that kind of festival. Now, you know, you guys know me, and especially that Adam, you know, we have very similar taste in music. So do we, Chris, actually. I think we all have similar taste in music, actually, to be fair. I'm more into something with a guitar. Not necessarily, doesn't have to have a guitar, but, you know... Anyway, so seeing like this dance festival DJ set, and I'm like going, ooh,
I'm instantly like kind of on the fence about this song.
Exactly, like so I would be like, well, no, rock band had like rock music and it's Guitar Hero, you know, those games. But there is enough in there. I mean, like you can't pretend Call Me Maybe isn't a banger. You know, you can't like Bad Guy, Billie Eilish is in there. I'm not a huge fan, but it's
So I'm just going to jump in and say, I think when it comes to these kind of games, I think you grow to love the song if the gameplay works really well.
Right. So here's the thing. So you drop the drums in of, let's say, I'm trying to think of one of the ones that's really iconic in there. I mean, I suppose Bad Guy, you can imagine all the, because it's such a simple song, really. There's not actually a lot of instrumentation to it. It's in the mix. It's in the production of that song. Right, yeah. And
that's my rendition of it.
Oh, beautiful.
That, isn't it? So you drop the drums in and it starts, and then the crowd start playing. Then you look along and you go, right, and I tell you what, we're going to drop in Coldplay's Piano. So and that's mixed well. Then you just you carry on, and there's even country songs in there. You maybe drop, you know, I mean, the Clash drums are usually pretty good, but
what Clash
you drop them
videos?
In. I can't remember if it was Rock the Casbah or Should I Stay or Should I Go. I think it was Rock the Casbah. Which is not the one I'd have chosen. I mean, I would have gone for something like, you know, Lost in the Supermarket or something like that. Or whatever. Exactly. But it's known, isn't it, Rock the Casbah? But it could be Should I Stay or Should I Go? I can't remember. I actually can't remember.
I feel like Should I Stay or Should I Go?
I mean,
has
I just
been
think that
in enough into other things.
Well, so here's the thing, right? Every song in here, you will know, or there may be a few you don't, but you will know most of them. They are hits. Mm-hmm. What they've done, and I actually asked the developers this question, what intrigues me about this is. And I use this exact example. When you see a racing game now, a realistic racing game, sometimes they don't have damage in them. Because do you remember the GT thing, the Gran Turismo thing, where it's like we can't have damage in our game because the manufacturers do not want their cars shown as damaged? Do you remember all that? So similarly, I was thinking with music, is that there's going to be artists that are going to be like, hang on, so you're going to mix... I don't know if Oasis are in the final game, but let's say, you know, approach Noel Gallagher and Oasis management say, we want to put Don't Look Back in Anger, Wonderwall, we want to put Wonderwall in there. And it's like, right, explain the process. And it's like, well, what we're going to do is we're going to have Liam's vocal that you can drop in over Call Me Maybe's bass line. And some bands are going to be like, wait, not. And you know what I mean, Ad, there are people who wouldn't like it. Because what they've also done is, of course, well, yeah, absolutely, I get it. But what they've also done is, of course, I think Coldplay Clocks is in either C or B flat. That's not the key that every other song is in.
Yeah.
So every single stem, so every bass line, guitar line, drum, even the drums, because some of the drums, the seeds have like a bass synth mixed in, so they even have to be. Everything has been pitch shifted to every key. So it works. Otherwise it wouldn't work, and it bloody works. And while you're playing this, you've got you've also got like a drop bar. Like a beat bar, and the idea is you drop the drums on the beat, and like the vocals you drop just before the beat, because often the vocal comes in just before the beat. Adam, you know this. All this is happening. You get little challenges appear on the side, like or someone in the crowd's like, "Oh man, I'd love to hear the bass line from the Clocks," and so you drop that in, and you get, and this is all giving you more of a score. That's the core game. Once you get your beat going and you get everything going and your mix going, There's another bar that's like saying, is the crowd getting bored? You've had the same stems playing, so you change it up. Or actually, are you changing them too frequently? Because they don't like that. Okay. All this is happening. Then it levels up. There's like a full synth in here. So while you have Clocks, Call Me Maybe, The Clash, Exo and Give It To You, all these, you also have synth pads that you can actually create your own synths from. So like a source synth, a bass line, all this is all in the game. So someone's like, one of the challenges is like, oh, put a source synth in. So you have to do all this on the controller, and it's got like a synth pad, a square, like, you know, like a digital version of a synth pad. And you create a loop, and then you can drop the loop into one of those instead of, so if you maybe take the vocal out or take the bass line out and replace it with the bass line you've created. Of course, it sticks to the key. It's kind of like an auto synth, almost like an arpeggiator or something like that. All of this is in here. And on top of that, you've got like a whole free play thing. There's multiplayer. I haven't been able to see that. That's just, I know it's there because it's in the menu.
So you did this on, I was just going to say, was this on PC?
This is PC at the moment, but it's coming to everything. Right.
Yeah, I'm just curious how it would work on a console.
It's the same. I don't know. You use the left stick. It's like you know, the Destiny style, little sort of dock, the big
yeah,
dock thing.
Yeah.
So you're just, it's quite quick, and you move that up, and then I forgot to say, you can also queue things up. You can, say you just want to cut the vocal for a bit, so you can cut the vocal, and then, you can cut the bass line, then you know that part of the song's going to come in heavy. You can then bring it back into the mix just at a flick of a button. So you are, I don't know how long the sets are, because every single time I played it myself, I was like, that was so fucking good. That's so good. I have no idea how long I've been playing this.
How much do you get to be creative in this? Could you possibly go on there and do all those songs together as you said, which sounds absolutely insane? I definitely would love to hear it because it sounds just comical. Mm. But could you do that and then save it? Do they go that far?
I don't know. Because... But you have a free play. So because I asked the question, and it's a bit of a boring question, but I was just intrigued. Could you, if you wanted to, just put the bass from Clocks, the vocal from Clocks, the keyboards from Clocks, and the drums from Clocks, so it's just Clocks? Yeah.
Because this is where Chris was bringing up Dreams there a while ago. I haven't played Dreams and stuff, but ever since that was announced, the general idea, I always went, how are they going to get away with this? How do people recreate other games and it's allowed to happen?
I guess they've all said yes. The Clash management have said yes.
In my head, why wouldn't this be able to happen in this game for music?
I mean, there's menus on here I can't access. I don't know. Okay. All I know is that it felt brand new in a genre where, let's face it, Rock Band 4, it's great fun. Still fun. And if the four of us were literally in this room I'm in and we had it all set up, we'd have a good time. There's no two ways about it. But there's only so far you can go with it. They added the real instruments and they added the keyboards and they did all that. This feels... And I've seen people call it drop mix. I haven't played drop mix, but this feels to me like a massive injection of just something into a genre that we probably have all played. The last time I remember seeing a game that was innovative in this genre would have been DJ Hero, which was terrific fun. But again, it wasn't my genre. So as much as I could appreciate it was great, it just wasn't my scene. Whereas this has got enough of my scene, but it's also just a terrific game that I am it's gone from a game I genuinely had barely heard of to probably one of the most exciting games to me this year. It is so fun and so as easy or as complicated as you want it to be.
I think that's my question really on it, because I think about when I play Guitar Hero back in the day and all that, and it's that for me there's obviously loads of songs and loads of difficulties, and it never gets boring because you can mix it up because there's so many different choices, and the difficulty stacks quite well, and you can feel yourself progressing, and you're working towards, I guess, the realism of the song And so it, you can, you know. And so yeah. I'm just wondering, like, in this, it sounds cool. It sounds like something I'd be really interested in. But I'm wondering, like, how is it something that you could see yourself really going into a single-player campaign and spending hours and hours in, or do you think it's going to get repetitive?
Yeah, because there is little bits of story in between. That some of the, it's some of that is going to be a bit cringe for people, I think. I think that's the only thing. Oh, I should also mention the customization is insane. Like, the avatars are genderless, so which is again, nowadays, that's a great thing to have. You can make your character male or female or neither. Do you know what I mean? You can do whatever you want. It is really customizable. I will say, in terms of difficulty, like because first of all, I watched a presentation and then I went away and played it with PC code myself. And I think her name was Zoe Schneider, who's the community manager at Harmonix. She was the one demoing it, and obviously, and she's talking like I am, not quite as much, because obviously she is having to concentrate a bit, and it does require concentration. But she's showing me the game, and I was in a real shit mood. Not that I would have ever let on, but I genuinely left it like going, oh, I'm really happy now. This is such a cool thing. And she showed me like the tutorial stages that I got to play myself, and then she showed me the later stuff. And I was watching her thinking, yeah, okay, I can do this. Because it looks hugely complex, but it also looks like a visual language you can understand. It was only when I played it myself and did the harder levels, I was like, wow, she was really good at this game. And of course, you know, she's a community manager on the game. And she demoed it to probably 15 other media that day. But there's definite scope for, like, the, for want of a better phrase, like the full combo people in Guitar Hero and Rock Band that do the full combo stuff. And you know, there's definitely scope for that. And I think just because of the sheer volume of different ways you can mix your performance. No two mixes are gonna, because the other thing is, so these songs you select from the crate, it's called, as you progress, and certainly in free play, you can actually pick the songs. So whereas the tutorial levels, it's like, here's eight songs or whatever, these are the songs to work with, you actually progress to have a bigger crate and more song selection. And yeah, like for me, that is, I just can't wait. Like because it's such a it's not out till later this year, that the actual build is not going to keep working. But I also didn't want to like overdose on it, because I want to play the full thing.
It's been
a while since, so I just was like, I desperately want to play more of this, you know.
So I am right in saying that there is no like accessory with this game, is there?
It's a controller game.
Just
play it with a controller.
Where do you think the days of that kind of thing are gone?
Yeah, they're long gone, especially nowadays, like, because you think there wouldn't even be a resale thing now, because no one's buying a second-hand plastic controller because of the virus, and the world's going to change.
Of course,
from
us. Of course.
So, yeah. You know, even if, I just don't think anyone would ever do that now.
Yeah, understandable.
But genuinely, go and watch the video.
Cool.
I'd
be interested.
You will love it. I know you will. Chris White will absolutely lose your shit over it. Like, I even said to them, I like to talk to people just normally. I'm not trying to create a relationship. There isn't. When we were chatting in the Discord, and the developers and Zoe, and that were, I think it was Zoe, the community manager. I've written it down here. Dan Walsh is the marketing and comms guy, and Daniel Sussman, who I think he was the guy who had he had a Fender in the background, and the whole time I wanted him to get it off the wall and show me if it was a real one or not. And it was like, I just wanted to know if it was coming to Switch, because if it was coming to Switch, I'm never playing another game. You know what I mean? It was that impressive.
Perfect for Switch, yeah?
I mean, if it runs properly, it'd be very good on Switch, yeah. Yeah, it'd be very good, because headphones on, you can smile all you fucking like. It'd be a good game. But while I'm talking about games, I started Trackmania as well, which I've been quite excited to see. Any of you played Trackmania before, any of them? Because this does appear to be
Trackmania. Possibly.
Well, this is the reason it's called Trackmania is because this is their Trackmania now. It is a game as a service. It's got daily, like new, like a daily course you have to get the best time in. They're apparently releasing a like a new campaign section each month. I think it's monthly. It's free to start. They've massively messed up whoever's responsible how they presented this game to the media and the public. Like, they presented this game as a game with these subscription models that no one understands why they exist, and no one's really sure what they do. And it's this simple. This is how it breaks down. There is a free version of the game you can download on PC right now and play. Okay? That's it. Yeah. That game has the campaign and multiplayer, and you can do that, and that's fine. That's free. If you want to play the kind of additional stuff, like the dailies, the stuff that requires them pushing to you updates, as it were, that's the next tier up, okay? And on top of that, there is like a higher model that lets you create your club. And that is it. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And I've just done the YouTuber thing, for those watching, where I had to refocus this fucking camera. Because I really
hate that. High-fiving it. I was like, yeah, here you go.
There was no way to do it without drawing attention to it, so I've done so. But yeah, the thing is, Trackmania is still, it's really good, really fun, runs brilliantly, because it doesn't require a lot to run brilliantly. Just fantastic fun game, mental courses, feels great. And they've made the menus really shit as well. Like, I don't get it. Like, the game part's terrific.
Making it shit?
It's just really complicated. Everything about it doesn't explain anything to you, and they're updating it. And by the time this comes out, maybe they've fixed all of it. This feels like another one of those Ubisoft games that's going to be amazing in 6 months' time because they've updated it. The actual game is still amazing, okay? It just baffles me that they finally... Checkmania's never taken off. It's always been this niche game that people who are probably hardcore into games know about. It's certainly not... It's never taken off that I've seen. Even when they brought it to PS4 and Xbox One, it didn't take off. Now they've got a free game that people are looking at going, yeah, but it's what? It's a subscription. I don't want to pay monthly. I don't want to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then even if they do try it, the menus are all over the place. And it's like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And it's still a really, really cool game. And I'm going to play a lot more of it. I don't understand it. I don't understand how the menus are so weird. And I mean, it's always been a bit weird, Trackmania. Like, that is kind of the thing of it that's fun. It's a bit weird, but there it is. I'm going to play more of it. I can't talk much more about it because I haven't played enough of it. But I'm looking forward to playing more of it. So, Chris, do you want to talk about some sports?
Sure do.
Chris White, that is, sorry.
So... we were invited to play the closed beta for Madden NFL 21. And whilst there's not a lot to see in terms of the different modes, it's all about how the new gameplay mechanics work. And I know games that release yearly, there are periods of like 3 or 4 years where very little changes and the actual kind of play-by-play of an American football game, at least, remains more or less the same. Whereas I feel Madden is one of the few game series that really kind of changes it up because there's so many different aspects of an actual American football game that they can play around with all of it. So the main kind of thing was noticeable straight away was the how the right stick is now kind of used for skill moves, whether that be in defense or whether you're in on the offensive line. So before, it was a case of like your standard four buttons on the right hand side all did a different move. So there's like the juke, the spin, and the jump, and all these different kind of things. I'm trying not to be all like technical and sound like a bit of a douche. Like you've got all those pinned to the right stick, and you can when you spin it, it's a case of like spinning the right stick, so moving the right stick in a circular motion, and it's great because it gives you a lot more freedom, and especially if you're running, and like the AI is definitely improved, and when you're trying to break through the line and you're using all these moves, you can kind of chain them together. To make a good run for it. And they've like added the dead leg, which is kind of like where a player will drop their leg with the ball and then kind of force himself in another direction to throw off the defense. So there's that. And then in terms of the actual defending team, and when you've got like little bars that appear above your head, depending on what position you are in the specific play, which will tell you how successful the move that you've been allocated as your role in that play is. So it'll be green if it's going to be successful, or it'll be more of the red if you're not. So it allows you to call, like allows you to change your plays quite often and experiment and see how successful you're going to be against a certain line.
So they made it more simulation-y, more realistic.
They have, but there's a different mode. So you've got the arcade mode, which is a lot more kind of fun, and the rules are a little more relaxed. And you can play like standard, like as simulated as you want it to. But I just feel that they've really kind of honed the things that were lacking in previous games, and they've kind of, especially with like the like the wide receivers and the tight ends are making their way up the pitch, and you throw a ball and you can you've got real freedom in how you break away from the defense, and it's really good. Also, you can,
yeah,
like the one of the things that I hate in any online game is when there's an ability to, like in Fortnite, if you you're in the last two and you die and they start dancing, there's nothing more frustrating. I hate it. I hate them. And I use some few choice words, and I have to kind of monitor it when I play with my kids. In this, they've introduced, like, say you take out their quarterback in a sack. You can then press the right stick in a direction to dance or to cheer or to essentially mock the opponent. So if you do play online, that's going to fuck people off. Yeah. But also, like, if you get a touchdown, the right stick acts as, like, you could choose to celebrate alone, you can choose your signature, you could choose to kneel, or you can choose to celebrate with your team. So there's, like, quite a quite a wide variety of new moves and stuff. And there's a lot more to it, and I've not played loads.
So is it still coming out this August?
Far as I'm aware, yeah.
I just wondered, because, like I was thinking about EA Play, how they basically said, "Oh, and we are doing NHL, I think." But again,
I'll tell you what will be. Sorry, Adam, go on.
No, I was just going to say, like, where is the Madden series, like, in terms of the fans? No, what, like, where does it sit?
Mate,
like,
don't ask us to talk about what fans.
But no,
like,
I'm saying, like, in terms of the quality of the game itself, like, as FIFA's gone on.
I think,
like, FIFA
some
Madden...
people love and some people hate. Like, you
well, clearly FIFA 98 is the best FIFA game. Yeah,
sure. The isometric one,
indoor stadium, bring it back, baby.
Oh yeah,
one where you could get the ball when the keeper would go to kick it out of his hands, and you could block that and score a goal. Do you remember that?
Superb, superb.
95 and 94, hammering the A button. Yeah. Go!
But that's like camera angles. Sports games are what they are now. You either like them.
Yeah, and you know what? I know what you're saying. Like, I think Madden certainly improved about 2 years ago when they introduced Long Shot, the story mode. But not just with that, they introduced it, like, the game itself kind of became a lot better to play. And like, there's been minor improvements, but it stayed very similar. Whereas this is quite a game changer for.
Right.
About how much freedom you're given. But, like, with the release in August, I don't know if you've seen the news as the day we record.
Right.
There's a team in the NFL called the Washington Redskins.
Redskins, yeah.
Well, the name, there's changes for sponsors have called for the name to be changed.
I thought they already had. What team is it that's called the Redskins that had already changed then?
I don't know.
Is there another like, is there another team in another sport that's got a similar name? Because I thought there was this whole thing where they were up, because it's obviously not PC, I suppose, is the best way of putting it, perhaps.
No, and I think, yeah, with everything that's happening in the world in terms of, like Black Lives Matter and things, just people opening their eyes to it, it does make sense.
And also, that'd be funny, teams move fucking states, you know, in sports, don't they?
Like, yeah, well, Oakland Raiders in the NFL are supposed to be moving to Las Vegas.
And it's the same with... I'm trying to think... I'm sure it was the NHL where there's, like... They literally move states.
They created a brand new team, Las Vegas Knights, a couple of years ago.
So it's like...
It happens. And there's not a lot they can do until it happens.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they would delay it. Because I don't know how long it takes to change all these things.
I mean, it depends if they change the kit, badge, and all that.
They'll change the logo because it's
Native American, a patch. It's whether that patch requires. Yeah.
The game itself so far, brilliant.
Yeah,
and it just makes me want to play it more because I just love diving into a season. And
I'm just intrigued about, like I say, all these sports games where we're in a situation where, like, sport is happening, but it's different. Like, you know, think of FIFA. Do you think they would put a mode in for FIFA where there's no crowd?
No.
But they should, because they are going for the ultra-realistic.
Realism.
I mean, they are now, Adam, I don't know if you're aware of this, but during like Sky Sports presentations for football, they have it on two channels, as they always do. But one of them has crowd noise that is from FIFA.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But like,
it's
I'm
so
saying,
weird.
Like, but like, they've kind of given you a taster of it anyway, because, you know, like, before each match, you get to play around and just shoot the ball or...
Yeah.
Like, and there's no crowd
absolutely
there.
No.
And you just hear the sound of the net or something, or hitting the post, and that's quite satisfying. But Jesus, I don't know. Like, I'd have to say, like...
Maybe people won't want reminding of it.
Well, if FIFA came out, like, new FIFA announced, here's our new feature, no crowd. Like,
no, I don't mean that they make a big deal, because I'm not being funny. FIFA last year is missing quite a bit. Like, it's missing goal line... No, the goal line technology is in there. It's missing...
An indoor stadium.
No, that's in there, because they had...
What? There's an indoor stadium back in FIFA.
FIFA Street was back in FIFA, like, five a size.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, standard FIFA, main series.
No, it is in FIFA 21. Oh, FIFA 20, it is in there. Like, you can play five a side indoor football. Yeah. Volta.
Why didn't anyone tell me this? I must buy that game immediately.
You should read the review on God as a Geek, mate. You would have known.
Fucking class. Yeah, you would know.
It's actually probably the worst bit of the game now, but, like... no, but, like, I don't know. Like, You can't, in FIFA 20, you can't, the new rule implementation where you can pass the ball to your own player inside the box isn't in FIFA 20. And I think there's another one that isn't in there that's a significant one. I'm honestly, I mean, how the Christ do you implement VAR?
But I
think you have to. If you are presenting FIFA 21 as an accurate representation of football, I think that has to be in there. And how the hell you do that?
Thing is, there are times when there is goal line tech in FIFA 20, but it's only
the goal line though, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how much more of a. The thing is, you if there was like a sensitivity bar for the VAR, maybe that would work.
John Moss or not?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it'd be because if you to have a mode where there's no crowd. Mentioned it on the slide, but I think they need to have the crowd, because not only for us playing, but for, like, when you watch football at the minute, like, when goals are scored, they haven't got the fever from the fans. Like when I was watching the Derby game, Rooney scored a fucking class free kick and he just kind of walked off and was like, it just doesn't.
Well, like, obviously they're not feeding from it, like, they're
precisely
not, like,
yeah. Going, so I think,
but like for the home people, for fans like yourselves, like I've friends who watch it. I can't believe I'm talking this much about football. But my friends are watching it,
we
and they're like, I asked them about that, and they were like, yeah, it's not bad. It's not the worst thing ever. And I was like, because it sounded really weird. It just sounded weird, the initial plan of it, you know. But I don't know. I think it's just weird times for football fans, and just
it's weird times for everyone and everything.
Yeah,
I can only speak for myself in that right now, as someone who's sort of worked all the way through, as a key worker, I hate saying that, but that's the easiest way of saying it. I'm going to use that from now on to sort of not say what I do for a living, but I'm a key worker. So, like, as someone who's done that, now we're at the stage where I feel kind of frozen in time, because so much is going back to normal.
Yeah,
and I'm like, it fucking shouldn't.
Yeah,
and I feel it weirdly frozen in time, like nothing's actually moving, and yet everything's moving as well. And I feel this. We're not here to talk about this. What I would say is that sports games generally, I think, are in for an interesting time, because there's a lot they can do, should do, shouldn't do. We'll find out. Like, I would be a little disappointed with FIFA if 21 comes out and they still don't allow you to pass the ball inside your own box from a goal kick.
Because
like
there
that,
was
that felt like an omission for me that last year. They knew it was coming. It wasn't suddenly like, oh, by the way, we're doing this. That was a rule that was implemented. They knew it was coming.
Can I make a request to EA? Please get rid of Lee Dixon as well. I can't stand his
recorded.
I was having a rough game the other night, and he's just horrible. Calling my shot diabolical when it was just past the post.
Oh, but that's
outside the box, thank you.
But that's funny.
Like,
It is. Well, it's not, not you... I'm like, oh, it's, all right.
You take it personally.
To the man in space.
I don't.
I do. I hate it. I hate him.
I will say, I think this is the longest. I mean, why were we talking about FIFA when we started about Madden? But this is the longest I think I've played a FIFA. And I know a lot of people said that about Call of Duty. Which, by the way, this is as good a time as any to say, if you are not already, hopefully you're watching this or listening to this on your chosen app. But if you're not, if you're listening to it, maybe you'd like to watch it on YouTube, youtube.com/godisageek. But also twitch.tv/godisageek, God is a Geek on Twitch, essentially. We're going to be streaming some stuff and we're looking at maybe doing a bit of FIFA, Beer Pro. Obviously, Adam won't be involved in that, but the rest of us will be playing ship. You know, we're just arguing over who plays.
Here, look, there's an indoor stadium. No, it could be there.
Maybe you'll be. Maybe you could be the goalie. No, no one gets to be the goalie.
The goalie's rubbish.
Yeah, well, enough said.
Never saved a ball ever as a goalie.
I suspect that. I believe you. But we're also looking to maybe do some Call of Duty Modern Warfare, because I think all of us have been sort of itching to play that, even though we just haven't had the time. And it seems a good excuse to. So twitch.tv/godisageek. Follow us on there, and you'll get notifications and stuff everywhere if you follow us on those social media platforms. Mm-hmm. Christopher Hyde.
Hello.
I want to, as your posh Chris. Yeah. Oh, that's what I could have called you, just Chris and why posh
he,
Chris.
Why is he posh?
Because you're common.
Oi.
Fuck off.
And he has to be posh to say that to you, because no one else would.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, okay, I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an accent thing, like... You're not that far apart, are you, in terms of distance? But one of you definitely sounds posh.
All right.
Chris, I like your accent.
Thank you.
No, I genuinely, because I like a good swear, as anyone listening to this knows, and I don't think any accent sounds better swearing than a sort of... I'm sorry, but to me, Derby, the accent sounds northern. Not quite like, fucking up north, lad, but, you know, northern a bit. And I think when you swear, because I say fuck, but you say fuck, and I think that sounds just, it all sounds like more aggressive, and I like that in a swear. Anyway, Posh Chris, it's you I want to speak to, because I want to see Adam Carroll's face in crystal clear, probably 720p actually by the look of the webcam. I want to see his face as you break his heart, because what have you been playing, who with, and what have you been doing?
So, I've been playing Astroneer, and I've been playing it with Adam Cook and Christopher White, mm-hmm. and not with Adam Carroll.
No,
so just a trio. Not our fault. No, not our fault. No, he decided to, I don't know, play some other AAA game instead for the fourth time.
Apparently, it was shit anyway, waste of my time.
Yeah. That's it. Checks in the post.
So, yep, so we've been playing some Astroneer, and we're kind of getting towards the end game now. I was good. I didn't want to spoil it. Okay, we've hit the end. We've officially hit the end, Adam.
Look at his face.
We have seen the credits of Astroneer.
We've seen the credits.
We have. You haven't.
Hold up here. How is there an end to this game? Actually, do you know what?
That's how far behind you are. You have so much to see. Go on, Chris. This. Posh Chris.
So the credits have rolled. We've seen them. Chris. I can't believe I'm just rolling with it as well.
You've got to, really. It's happening. Yeah. This is happening.
So in Astroneer, so when you get to the core of every planet and do a couple of jobs, then you see the credits roll. And we did that with Chris, and I did it with Chris and Adam a couple of days ago. And it was glorious until the game bugged out.
Did it bug out?
So because Adam was about...
I thought you were just taking the headphones off and going to walk out the room.
See ya.
I'm not having this.
So Adam's game, as you know, and he was like a minute behind us. So me and Chris were watching the credits.
Yeah.
And saw things like a burrito and various other things that you'll...
Spoiler.
You've seen. Spoiler burrito. And then we just bugged out in the game, floating in space, because we were waiting for Adam to finish his credit scene, and we were just floating in space. But yeah, we've seen the end.
There is an end.
Did this feel like you were coming to the, like, yes. When you get, yes. Did you get to a stage, yes, where you're like, holy shit, are we actually going to have a game that we finish?
You discover some things, and they kind of indicate to you, oh, there's more of a goal than I thought there was, and you follow that path, and it leads you to a conclusion. You can still play afterwards.
Mind blowing.
It was literally, we said, we're going to see the credits when we do this last thing, and we were right. So, yeah, we knew it was coming.
I literally have 3 achievements left to get 100% of that game. That is...
And we will get 100% of that game.
One of them is a slight spoiler, so I won't say it, but it's to solve every puzzle relating to a certain thing. And it is quite laborious, although I think we've got it down now. I will say, when we finished it, we were playing on Xbox, and I've been playing on PC a lot more recently. I can't play on Xbox anymore. I can't. Like, after playing today, Chris and I we were doing a bit of a tidy up today, weren't we, really? And posh Chris, this is. And it is so... it's like a different game on the PC because it's so much smoother. As much as I love it, and I do love it, I think it's obvious just from what I've said. And about you, Chris, posh Chris, I'm not sure it's acceptable how it runs on Xbox, if I'm honest.
It's atrocious. Sorry, I mean it. We love this game. We do. We wouldn't have put like tens of hours into it.
Well, it's actually got a bug on it. Like I don't know about if you can check on PC, but on Xbox dashboard it says like you played 8 hours, and it's like no, I haven't.
Today I played 8 hours.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's and I think we let a lot of the gremlins go because we're playing it and we enjoy what we're hearing and what we're seeing and what we're discovering. But you take a step back and you just go, this runs like absolute arse, and it does it all the time. You know, it's not like just one time in one person's game. It's everybody's game, and fairly consistently, that frame rate just drops. You know, even when you're getting in and out of a buggy, the frame rate just drops. You do anything that is remotely involved, the frame rate drops. You go near the base where there's stuff appearing and popping in, the frame rate drops. And it just becomes
I kind of want to play it right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's because, yeah, exactly. Because we're still playing it through that. And that's a testament to the enjoyment of discovering and experiencing and, I guess, conquering that game. But
yeah,
you can't deny when you take a step back.
No.
It's got a lot of performance flaws.
I mean, I'm playing on an X. Yeah. But I don't think it makes a difference. So the interesting thing is this is how much down the rabbit hole I've gone. You can pay for a dedicated server so that rather than me have to be online because it's my local save, it's in the cloud, it's on a server. And I was so tempted to just buy a month and upload it and just see if that made a difference, because presumably it's the save, it's running off my save essentially. And I'm kind of tempted to do it. It's only like £6 for a month, I think, and just see if by being hosted on a dedicated server it makes because the second, I mean, Chris, we played today on PC. Posh Chris, we played on PC, and for me it was like night and day. Was it okay for you today? Was it?
I felt like it was better today because you were hosting on PC.
That's what I mean. Like it is that. Which so in theory, if it were on a dedicated server, it should run okay for everyone. I don't know. Like it is one of those games where I don't know. Have we said all there is to say about it? I don't think so.
I think, to be honest with you.
I've missed the laugh anyway, but look, but it's
on to us. You'll catch up.
I think we should mention the automation update just briefly. Because
Adam, they just had updated the game with what they call the automation update. Yeah. And Posh Chris is a very happy storage master.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
There's canisters that you can put up to 400 of the same thing in. And we stuck one to the back of the massive ones. We were going around.
We haven't seen the big ones.
Yeah, and
wait,
what? Yeah, I think it's 400 or it's at least 100. It's in the hundreds.
So it's
anyway.
32 for the medium canister, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a large one. Anyway, wow. So you stick it to the back of the beast.
I don't think Adam's seen that yet.
Oh,
what's
okay.
The beast?
There's a beast. So Adam's got a vehicle that is like, you can drill and pave at the same time. So you can literally just, you go hit a mountain and drill through it, hit a massive crater, you can pave over it. So there's literally no terrain that can stop us now. So we're literally just bombing through the map.
You have to get back on this game and
see this.
It's a game changer, that one is. But also
That is genuinely like, it makes you feel invincible. With the combination of having a jetpack and that that rover makes you feel invincible.
Yeah,
essentially, and it is an incredible feeling. It changes the game because you are no longer bothered. You don't need tethers. You don't need them anymore.
No, you don't.
I like the tethers.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I love leaving my crazy trail of where I've gone. It's just
that is another thing. That is actually a genuinely one thing that is true. Without the tethers, you don't have the breadcrumb trail.
Yeah, and that's that funny, does make you just see that person's difficult. Story, and you're like, yeah, absolutely. What was going on here?
But trust me, Adam, when you take a ride in the beast,
yeah,
you'll forget tethers even existed.
Can I just say something? If we're finished Astroneer talk right now,
I don't know. Are we, Chris? Posh Chris.
I'll let him speak.
Yeah, you need to finish your automation update.
I just want to quickly say that, like, I'm playing a game. I'll probably talk about it next week.
I've
been playing just a random one here, but I've been playing a shit ton of Mario Kart again. I go through so much of this, right?
What a game.
So I've been playing a load of Mario Kart. I play it weekly, to be honest, ever since that game has come out. It's just ridiculous how many hours I put into it. Lads, I gotta say, and I know you'll agree, we need a new Mario Kart. I think it's gone so far. It's gone so far now that, like, even if they announce tracks, it wouldn't be enough. Are we getting a Mario Kart announcement this year?
No.
Like, Nintendo have been quiet, and I've been genuinely pondering my head going, they have to do it, because, like, the features and the items in 8, yeah. Is it 8?
It's 8, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. The features and, like, the mechanics and the items in general in 8 are getting kind of old. They're getting very old now. The formula of, like, the blue shell, like, the blue shell in Double Dash is relentless. It's just, like, non-stop. Mm-hmm. In 8, it just becomes that thing where if you're first for ages and ages, you're definitely getting a blue shell, which is kind of, like, fair enough. But, like, none of the weapons are... This is not just something I discovered, but I just feel like it's as time has gone on, I've decided to just kind of, like, accept it for what it is. And I'm getting more annoyed now because it's just like, I just want a new Mario Kart announcement. Like, yeah. if you get a bullet bill or anything like that, if you're, like, in 11th or 12th and you get a bullet bill or a star, like, any other Mario Kart game gets... If you get that item, you are put back up to at least 3rd.
Yeah.
With those items. It just doesn't happen in 8. It just does not. Like, you do not get far ahead of the pack and stuff. No. I don't know. It's really weird. And it's like, I'm just getting kind of... I had it during the week and I was like, I'm just so in need of a new Mario Kart now. I think the world is just badly wanting this. Like, for all Nintendo fans alone, because they've been so goddamn quiet this year, haven't they?
Well, that's because they don't want to do it the way everyone else is doing it. They want their Nintendo Directs to be Nintendo Directs the way they want them to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I get to... Like, I know we've Paper Mario coming out and stuff soon.
Yeah.
But, like, compared to, like, the way they were last year, it's just, like...
I think you're going to see some stuff from Nintendo soon. I think probably the next couple of weeks, I think you're going to get an announcement for a game.
Yeah. It's not really a report to say it, but I just had to say it because it's been bothering me, that Mario Kart thing.
I mean, I'd rather have a franchise we haven't got on Switch come to Switch.
Like
a new IP?
Just like a Metroid or a Star Fox or something.
But Metroid
like that
is coming.
Oh, I know it is. That's what I'm saying. If I was going to get a new, I guess I'm going to get a new big AAA Nintendo game.
Right.
I'd rather it was that than Mario Kart 9, personally.
I don't think you're getting a Mario Kart 9 full stop. It would be called something else. I think next year they might. But then
it just be Mario Kart Switch?
I don't know. I don't think it'd be called that. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, they did call it Mario Kart Wii, like, so.
True. Yeah.
Mario Kart DS.
Yeah.
We've never had more than one Mario Kart on a console. So that's what makes me feel like we won't. I know this is like the deluxe version of
you might be right.
Is Mario Kart, personally, no, with what they've put out in the Switch, is Mario Kart the next, like, this will sell so much?
That's why they haven't announced it, because they don't need to.
Yeah.
When sales dwindle, they might. Well, I don't know about that. They got some, you know, like you say, you can't talk about the game, but there's a game you can talk about next week embargoed. I've played a bit of as well.
But can you imagine the sheer and utter, like, excitement right now for, like, if a new Mario Kart was to come out this year? Like, let alone be announced, the buzz that people would have, the races. Like, surely that would boost the online. Like,
yeah, but the online's still not great, is it?
No, it's not, but that's what I mean. Like, it's like, what are they kind of, like, gearing towards for these features, you know? Yeah. And this kind of franchise. I don't know. It's a random rant, and I'm open to anyone watching or listening to this to discuss their opinions on.
Because... Yeah, and in the comment section of the video, tell us: do you want a Mario Kart 9 or a new Mario Kart, or what do you want to see Nintendo do? I think that's a podcast for this week, isn't it? Unless anyone's got anything else.
Last of Us 2 is still amazing.
And that's the thing. There's a lot we can't talk about at the moment. Like, we can say that Chris and myself are both playing Ghost of Sausages. Sorry, Ghost of Tsushima. I didn't mean to use our internal code word for the game there. Ghost of Tsushima. I think we I can't remember the review embargo offhand, but we can talk about it then. There are other games we are playing that are embargoed that we can't talk about. Adam's got one. Chris has got one. Well, we can say what yours is. Story of Seasons.
Friends of Minimal Town.
Thank you. Yep. You know, I don't suppose any of us have played the Animal Crossing update, which is out now.
Is that out now?
Yeah, the swimming one. Good.
It's really good.
That you can now swim.
I won't say, because obviously you want people to experience themselves, but yeah. You've got a whole new Critopedia page for stuff in the ocean, which is amazing.
It feels
like a genuine, update rather than a shit like.
I was reviewing it, and obviously nobody knew anything because the game wasn't out, I thought that the reason there were so many spaces in that Critopedia for that, the fish bit, was that they would add diving eventually. They've actually made a whole separate...
There's loads. There's quite a lot. Yeah. And it all works as well, like the bugs and the fish do, where certain times of day, certain months of the year.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is pretty cool.
Okay, cool.
I won't talk about it anymore, but what I will say, just completely... separate to the actual event, I had someone move in from a different island from one of my Nintendo friends, and I'm fairly sure it's Chris Love. Whose island is Wee St. Jim? Do we know?
That's him, I think. Yeah. I think
Chris, I know you'll be listening. Knox has moved in. The chicken with the cranky chicken.
Knox.
The helmet.
He's the axe murderer priest chicken.
Yeah, he's fucked. Yeah.
He's in mine, or was. So I haven't played it for a little while.
Oh yeah, he's a bit odd, but I've got three crankies now. I'm kind of shaping it into my island because my wife left. She moved out. She got a Switch Lite.
Oh my god!
Animal Crossing again.
She wanted to be in control.
So she got a new
she
island.
Wanted the power. It's the only way to do that.
We literally spent 2 full weeks moving her out. She had so much shit in her house, and like, it's mental. Like, it's just as stressful as real life. But so it's my island now, and I'm literally got like 3 cranky bastards on there, and it's great. But yeah, ocean update.
She will never visit again. She won't be allowed. I think that is a podcast for this week. I'm very impressed that Adam did not draw attention to the visual thing that there was a Batman poster behind Chris's head.
I did.
You didn't. Okay, well, that's okay. Fine. Thank you very much for being here, lads. Thank you. Really do appreciate it. To everyone else, patreon.com/GodIsGeek. You can actually become a member on YouTube now, and we're working out what we can do with that. But in theory, we should be able to give you the podcast early via YouTube that way as well. We'll work it out. But have a look at that. Have a look at patreon.com/GodIsGeek. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we're everywhere. But importantly, twitch.tv/GodIsAGeek, because we will be doing that. And eventually we will look to stream the podcast live on some of these services as well. Adam, Chris, Posh Chris, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
To everybody else, we will speak to you next week or whenever you choose to listen. Bye-bye. Do hand motions at the camera. And those listening know that you're doing the hand motions at the camera. Bye.